Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's Robert Cray bringing this back, my favorite blues man. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, The Journey of Analog Ethics into the World of Digital Fear and Greed. Five awards that book has gotten since it launched this year, and that's available at Amazon. Also, you can go to thethirdingredient.com, number three. We got our good friend Andy Goss on the show now. Andy is here for our FedWatch show, and Andy is a numismatist. I'll get it out in a minute. It's not easy to say, Andy. And he's an expert on currency, folks. He's an expert on the monetary system. He's wrote all the important books on the subject, The World of Money, for example, The Secret World of Money, Uncle Sam Cooks the Books. That's another example. And he's here to talk to us about what the Fed's going to do. Welcome back, Andy.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning.
Andy Goss, he's an expert on monetary issues, but especially American coins, gold and silver coins. Andy, the Fed is expected to raise rates a quarter point today. What do you think?
Slam dunk. Yeah, no doubt. CPI all point to higher inflation. They need to get ahead of this thing a little bit. And I think that quarter point is no-brainer, but I think there's going to be another addition. They're going to give a press conference after every meeting. Now.
That's what I heard. What does that mean?
That should be good. Well, it means they need to be ready to raise rates a lot quicker. They don't want to do anything that looks extraordinary. But I think we're going to see two more rate increases at this meeting and the next meeting. And that way they'll have powder dry if they need to raise it one more time. They'll be able to explain themselves why they did it. Without a press conference, you're just blind.
Mm-hmm. And less juju too, right? I mean, the press tries to read the tea leaves. The press conference is gonna open up and make it more transparent, right?
Well, that ostensibly that's the reason, but I think it's that they can't have a meeting in which they raise interest rates and don't have a press conference afterwards, because then everybody will be thinking, why are they doing this?
Mm-hmm.
So by making the change now and have a press conference after every meeting instead of every other meeting, they'll be free to raise rates at every single one and then still have the chance to explain themselves. So
right.
I think you're going to see that glide path. You see two more rate increases, quarter point this year, and absolutely at least four in 2019.
What is the rate right now? What is Fed funds rate right now? 1.25? 1.75?
1.75, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 1.75. And and so that it'll raise it to 2. That'll make a prime 5. That means small business owners will borrow money at 6, 7, or 8. So we can afford that, Andy. But here's see, this kind of a rate doesn't spook Main Street, but it spooks Wall Street, doesn't it?
It certainly does, yeah. Because the majority of the speculators who have been using leverage, and today it's all about the media stocks, so they borrow 90 cents and put up a dime of their own money in order to buy a share of stock, hoping that it's going to rise. This so-called margin debt.
Right.
That's where it's really going to hurt. And these folks, they speculate with other people's money, which is dangerous to begin with. And now when you make it more expensive to do that, my goodness, I think they'll run for the exits. And I think this is a concern that the Fed will also take into consideration. The thing I hope they don't take into consideration is what effect it will have on India or China. Honestly, this is the Fed thinks they're the setting monetary policy for the world. If the rest of the world wants to raise their rates, they can. But I don't think we should do what's best for America. I don't think.
Well, there was a time when the U.S. Well, of course, the U.S. Fed is still. It's still the lead dog, but there was a time when the Fed was the world's central bank.
Well, we didn't sign them up for that. And honestly,
I know.
If you're going to do something that's not in the best interest of America, just to help out a foreign country,
right.
I don't think most Americans would be.
No, I agree with that. No, I'm not saying, but there, as I said, back in the 90s, you remember back in the 90s when...
Oh, no, you are correct.
When they needed to be, but I agree with you about now. So what I'm concerned about, Andy, is this reaction by Wall Street. You know, as you know, I'm convinced that there's almost no connection between Wall Street and Main Street anymore. They're totally right. different animals. But yet when Wall Street sneezes, Main Street catches a cold, and I don't like that part of it. It's not right that they should be able to benefit and leverage their wealth building, and do what they're doing right now, and then take us down when their fault lines are revealed.
I think you're right, and I think if we wring some of this excess out now, I get it. Yeah, it's going to be painful for those that have money in the market, but I don't think it's going to slow American business a whit. 300,000 jobs in manufacturing, 300,000 jobs here, 300 there. Pretty soon, I think Main Street's going to run away from Wall Street.
Thank you for saying that. Do you believe that eventually over the next 5-10 years, Wall Street will become almost irrelevant?
Yeah, it should. It really should. Because they're, again, gambling with other people's money. And it's all about making money, even if there's no productivity or production. Main Street is what ultimately delivers the profit.
Right.
And as long as they keep up on their role, I think we'll do fine.
I appreciate you saying that. I'm glad you did. I agree with you 100%. It's about time. We already have a lot fewer publicly traded companies than ever before. So I think Wall Street is becoming maybe just, you know, less and less important. Quick break, 10-10, right back with our good friend Andy Goss after this break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.